Wow, that was a loud one. Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc., where we bring you topics on hypnosis mostly, but sometimes we get into marketing, business building, and stuff like that. Watch all of my videos on calbanyan.com. Gosh, we've got over 500 videos for you to watch on every topic imaginable. And today, we're going to get into a five-step process to finding your ideal client so that you can work with the people who are going to be ideal for you to work with, the topics you want to work on, and you're going to be surprised, amazed. So hang on. I am joined today by the amazing, brilliant, wonderful hypnotist, Erica Flint. Let me tell you about Erica Flint. So she went full-time after about a year in the profession, replacing her previous full-time income. She's in Bellingham, Washington. And I'll tell you what, how did she do it? She got certified by some local trainer, and it just wasn't enough to give her the confidence she needed and the skills she needed to get started. So she got a hold of my 5-Path 2.0 distance learning course, so she was able to get going right away. I met her at the NGH convention, and I hit it off. I said, this gal's got it going on. And then she went through my week of power, and so she had a live training, and nothing has held her back since. Right now, she's an author. She's got a book that I highly recommend, Reprogram Your Weight. She's one of the hardest working hypnotists in the profession. She's 5-Path certified, of course, board certified by the NGH, of course. She's a 7-Path teacher. She is a National Guild of Hypnotists speaker at the convention, and she's going to be speaking at the National Guild of Hypnotists Solid Gold Weekend in Las Vegas, and we are very proud of her. How you doing, Erica?
Hey, Cal. It's great to be here. I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I remember when I met you at Solid Gold so many years ago, and it's just been such a fantastic ride ever since then, being a hypnotist, doing this great work with people, and being here today with you. So before we get started on this topic that I think is really important for our hypnotists to understand how to really connect with somebody and bring them in as an ideal client, I want to tell everybody about you. So Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that actually works. I use the 5-Path system in my office every single day with clients. Now, Cal has been in the hypnosis profession for over 20 years, and he's received nearly every single award from the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He's an author, The Secret Language of Feelings, one of my favorite books. Give it to all of my clients. He's a speaker. He's a trainer. He's appeared on radio. He's appeared on television. And he's a trainer of some of the best in the world. He is the person that the experts turn to for guidance in hypnosis. And he has had a profound effect on me and my business. I have followed and used his techniques in 5-Path, and now I've been teaching it for quite some time, and my grads are getting fantastic results with the same system. It's a systematic approach, and it works. And it was developed by Cal, and I'm just so excited to continue sharing this with people. So, Cal, what do you think about our topic today?
You know, you brought up the topic, and I thought, wow, this is really good because it's going to appeal to everybody, all hypnotists, whether you're beginning or if you've been in the profession for a long time. So let's get started.
All right, very good. So this topic is all about how to connect with your ideal client. So let me give you a little background on why I think this is important. With a lot of marketing out there, I think some people get, they want to put out generic marketing like, hey, try hypnosis and it can help you with these certain elements, losing weight, stopping smoking, that type of a thing. And what this is all about here today is connecting with one ideal client, the one that is really going to, you're going to be able to really connect with this person and make a difference in their life. So here's the goal. Somebody's going to be able to listen to you. Anything that you put out there, whether it's paid advertising or a blog post or a video like this, and they're gonna say, you were talking to me. Erica, you were talking to me, or Cal, you were talking to me, and I can't wait to work with you because you understand my issue. And so that's the goal. What do you think, Cal?
Well, you know, it's like hand in glove, right? I mean, you want to have we want to be as successful as possible. We live and die by our reputation. So why not bring in the people that we want to work with and that we're going to be the most successful with? Perfect. Let's go.
Absolutely. All right. So I have a process here. So the first step is, what is, I want you guys, first of all, think about, you know, we were hypnotists, right? So I like to do some of these techniques while I'm in a state of hypnosis. So I will get into a state of hypnosis and I'll ask myself, imagine being my ideal client, okay? What is the issue in their words? I'll give you an example. My ideal client, her name is Mary, and she's in my book that Cal mentioned, Reprogram Your Weight, and I did this exercise with her, and I've been able to connect with so many people to lose weight with hypnosis because of this, and that's why I wanted to share it with you. But Mary says, I've tried everything to lose weight, and it always comes back. I am tired of dieting. Okay, that's the issue in her words. So that is the very first step. Any comments on that, Cal?
You know, what you're doing is listening to your clients. And too many people, you know, they just want to read a script, and not really be present for their clients. That's why that's working for you. Good. Keep going.
Absolutely. And I did listen to my clients, and that's how I got this information. I didn't just make it up. It was just years of listening to them. Number two. What is their dream come true? So what do they really want? We don't want to guess that with weight loss clients, it's all about losing weight, all right? So for Mary, I want to be at a healthy weight, fit into clothes I like, shop at regular stores, and keep up with my grandkids. It wasn't about fitting into like a perfect size 6 for her. She wanted to be able to keep up with her grandkids and wear what she considered normal clothes at the normal store. That's what really mattered to her. So dream come true in their words. What do you think about that one, Cal?
So now this is a really specific client, and we're trying to find our like ideal client. So are you going to talk a little bit about the taking these specific examples and coming up with something that we put out there as what we think our ideal client would be thinking?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's a really good point that you just brought up, because the more specific that we can be, even with Mary, so Mary is a real person, and these were specific what she wanted. But I'll tell you, when you put that out there on a web page or you talk about that, even if it's not precisely what your client wants, they're going to be able to relate to that sentiment. So somebody might be sitting there thinking, well, I don't have grandkids, but I want to be able to keep up with my husband on a hike, or I want to be able to, you know, go to Costco and run errands on Saturday and not feel exhausted at the end of the day. It's a lot easier for the brain to take something specific and make it more reasonable for them than to take a generic statement and apply it. So what we're going to do at the end here, the last step, is taking all of these and turning it into kind of a persona for our ideal client, and then using that when we create marketing that helps our clients connect with us. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what the big boys do. I know I've heard about this idea for a long time, and I'm glad we're passing it along to some hypnotists so they can get this idea.
Yeah, it works really well, because when we get specific, it helps our clients create a picture in their mind, and then they can relate it to themselves. Even if that specific thing isn't true for them, the brain will relate it in their own way. All right, so number three, what are they searching on? So we all know Google, and most people will turn to a search engine or Google to try and find answers. And so what do you think your ideal client is sitting down and searching on? This is a really interesting question. Because some people think that they're just going to sit down and type something like lose weight, and that might not necessarily be true. I know for, you know, my ideal client, Mary, she might search for natural weight loss, might be something that she's searching for example. So what do you think about that, Cal? What are they searching on, right? What are they sitting down to Google and searching on?
Yeah, you know, as you're doing this, my mind is going off on like Google AdWords and all these kinds of things. And I'm going to say something that might strike people kind of odd, is as we are trying to identify our client, our perfect client, ideal client, we're also trying to reject people who are not ideal. And it's like, whoa, that sounds so terrible. But you want to use your marketing process in a way that you're not spending time, money, and effort on people, for example, that can't afford your services. That, you know, someone who can't afford your services is part of one of the aspects of an ideal client, correct?
Absolutely. That's a really good point. And I can tell you, as a very specific example, would be my ideal client is not searching for diet pills. They're not looking for a pill that's going to solve their problem. They have tried every diet, they've tried everything, and they've had success, and they gained the weight back. So they're really looking for long-term solutions. That's why alternative weight loss they're looking for, or natural weight loss. I know that's what they are searching for. And so you're exactly right. We're trying to cut out the people that aren't going to work with us anyway, right? Because it's time and energy and money that we're going to spend finding those people, right?
Exactly. An ideal client is not the person who's looking for pills, in your example, or something like that. Good. Keep going. You're on a roll.
All right. Very good. All right. So issue in their words, dream come true. What are they searching on? And the fourth thing is writing up a synopsis of this person. What I like to do, I have a spreadsheet and I just have little tabs on the spreadsheet. And one of them is called weight loss. And I did name her real name's not Mary, but that's what I named her. And I want to get to know Mary and everything about her. So I write up a couple paragraphs about Mary, you know, what's going on with her, her issue in her words, her dream come true, what she's searching on. And then when I want to write anything on a blog post or a Facebook post, or if I want to go over to AdWords and create a new AdWords campaign, I will review Mary's synopsis before I do anything and really get in the mindset. Like I said, I will use hypnosis to do this. I'll get in the mindset of my ideal client before I create anything. And here's the point, we're trying to connect with them at a very deep level by understanding what's really going on with them, what's hurting them, what's causing them pain, what do they really want, right? So writing up that synopsis is really important. So what do you think about that?
Yeah, we're really developing a profile, right?
Right.
Oh, there's that bad word, profiling. But this is profiling in a good way, right?
Absolutely. We're just trying to speak to our clients' hearts, right? Because our clients aren't feeling well, right? They don't feel well at all. So we want to be able to create something for them that goes directly into their heart that says, oh, there's hope. There's somebody out there that is talking directly to me and they know my issue. They know what I want. And I think this person can help me. That's what we want them to think.
Perfect. Because, you know, it's all about getting the right message to the right client at the right time. And you can't do that if you don't know what the right message is and what the right client is. Very good. Perfect.
Yep, absolutely. And then lastly, you're going to use it in your marketing. But I'll tell you that it's not just about the marketing that we put out there on a Facebook page or an AdWord or a blog post. Once you really know your ideal client, and this comes up for me in conversation all the time when I'm talking with clients, they'll ask me questions. It's easy for me to connect with this ideal client and have a conversation with them that is meaningful, that gives them hope. And from that place, that's when they want to sign up to work with me. They're just, how soon can we get started? You get it, right? That's what they're thinking. And so they'll want to work with you. And so that's how we do it, Cal. What do you think about the process?
Well, you know, I like the process because it's simple. Can you just run through the bullet points real quick?
Number one, what is the issue in their words? So how would they say it? Not how we would say it. How would they say it? Okay. Issue in their words. Number two, what is their dream come true? Number three, what are they searching on? What are they searching Google or Bing? What are they searching online for? And then the fourth one is write up a synopsis. Like I said, I like to put it in a spreadsheet and just have different tabs for each one. And then I use that before I create any marketing material or blog post or anything like that.
Awesome. Awesome. Good. I like it because it's about working smarter, not harder. And this isn't something that, you know, you need a college degree to do. This is just a simple step-by-step process.
This is really creating a heart connection with our clients because we really, truly, honest to goodness care, number one. and we can help them. So it is so gratifying to know that when we connect with our ideal clients and can honestly say, you know, I can help you with this, so this isn't an issue in your life anymore. Making that connection is so powerful and gratifying. Our client wins, we win, business grows, and then you get to feel really good in the process.
Hey, so you know what, as you're talking about that, I've got some notes down here. And one of the things is, I just wanted to mention in this video, we might do later on, do an entire video on it, we have in the past, and that is, hey, are you starting to get ready for 2019? Or whatever next year is as you're watching this video, in case you're watching it in 2020. You know, this right now, November, December, this is the time where you really need to focus and think about, what am I going to do better and smarter next year? What kind of training do I need? What kind of abilities do I need? For example, if you have not yet got the book, it's on Amazon, Real Hypnosis Business Success, and you need to do it. It's not expensive, and it's by 5 different hypnotists that have gone from classroom to clients and created many different kinds of offices. One person has, you know, an individual office out of her home, and I happen to know she's making a lot of money. I mean, out of her home, she's going to hit like $140,000 this year out of her home. And another one that has a small office and a business office. And then it's even got my story of how I created the Banyan Hypnosis Center with many hypnotists and hypnotists around the world and all that. And step by step, showing people how to do that. The other thing you need to do is, if you're not already a 5-pather, you need to become a 5-pather. There's three ways to do it. One is get into our 10-day certification course. Erica teaches it. I designed it, and of course I teach it. We have other teachers around the world. You can find them listed on 5path.com. And, you know, get up to that level. 5-Path was designed for the serious professional hypnotist. If you're already certified, let me just tell you real quick, I'm looking up at my calendar up there. The next 10-day course is January 7 through 18, and the next 10-day course is July 8th through the 19th, and then our week of power, look around the corner there, is April 14th through the 20th. And of course, whatever year this is, you can always go to calbanyan.com and get my training schedule. So start planning for a successful year. That's what all serious business people do. And you know, if we're not serious about our business, we've got a hobby. And there's nothing wrong with a hobby, except the big difference between a business, a profession, and a hobby is hobbies cost you money. Every class, every book, it's just an expenditure on your hobby. But if you're in a profession, or you're running a business, then every expenditure on training, books, videos, this kind of thing, is an investment in your business. And you know, it goes beyond just being a tax write-off. And then also, in addition to the live training, 10-day training, and the 7-day week of power training, which is the same content as the 10-day training, but we go through it faster, we don't spend as much time on the basics, because you're supposed to already have that. Then there's also just getting my 5-Path 2.0 DVD course. That's like the week of power on DVD. Or you can get my full certification course. Just go to calbanyan.com. It's all there for you. Erica, you want to say a little something about your training, you know, when your next course is coming up?
Absolutely. So thanks for mentioning, you know, to consider like what you're doing for the next year, because this is a systematic way to do marketing. So thanks for pointing that out, Cal. I would love to see you in class. My next training course is January 14 through 25, 2019. And after that, we have another training course. I think it's at the end of March. Not really sure about the dates, but end of March will be the next 10-day super course. And you can find that at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. So I look forward to seeing you in class. And thanks for joining me here today. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, in case you didn't know, in case you've been on Mars or something, my center is in Plano, Texas, which is a suburb of Dallas. Now, here's an insider secret. We are now going to be changing our location. We're still going to be in the Plano area. It might be another suburb in northern Dallas area, but we are currently right now, Maureen, my wife, is out there looking at different offices here and there. But my background will stay the same, probably. All right, that's it. Let me look through my sheet here. Please visit calbanion.com. Lots of good stuff there. And that's it. Here's to your success. Cal Banion, signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.